بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سعد بن أبي الوقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال وهو أحد العشرة المشهود لهم بالجنة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جاءني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعودني عام حجة الوداع من وجع اشتد به فقلت يا رسول الله إني قد بلغ بي من الوجع ما ترى إلى آخر الحديث. This hadith is narrated by Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he is one of those sahabis who was given the great tidings of the 10 people who will be entering into Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named 10 sahaba, all who will be entering into Jannah. And he was also the conqueror of Iraq and Madain. He was also one of the 6 sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said that after me from the 6 choose a khalifa. He accepted Islam during the early stages and was of the first immigrants. He participated in the battle of Badr and the battles thereafter. All the other battles also he participated. He was from the Ashar al-Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba who were granted the glad tidings of Jannat in this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. He was also the uncle, the mama, mother's brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that, O Allah, let his aim be perfect and accept his dua. That is, whenever he fights and he shoots his arrow, let it be perfect and accept his dua. He used to guard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the battles. He is straightened his aim. He was also the first sahaba to fire an arrow in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Before this, there wasn't, amongst the Arabs, there wasn't archery of bow and arrow fighting. It was not amongst them. He was the first sahabi who learned it, and he was the first sahabi to shoot an arrow also in the battles in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He passed away in the 55th year of Hijri at the age of 70 and was buried in Madinatul Munawwara, though there are some other views as well. 270 hadith are narrated from him. When his final moments approached, he called for a specific garment and said, specific clothes that he had worn, and he said with regard to that, shroud me in it, my kafan in this cloth here. Verily, I met the polytheists, the mushriks, on the day of Badr in it, and I kept it for this day, that is the day when I'll be leaving the world. I kept that same clothing for me. He is the narrator of this hadith. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited me on the day of Hajjatul Wada because of some great pain I was suffering. That is, in Makkatul Mukarrama, after the Hajjatul Wada, he also went for Hajj, and there Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and visit him. From here, the ulama have written that seniors should visit their juniors also. Those who are in charge of something, when somebody is ill who is below, who is like under them, then when they are ill, they should go and visit them also. This shows of good akhlaq. So when he went and he was in this pain and difficulty, so he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي قَدْ بَلَغَ بِي مِنَ الْوَجْعِ مَا تَرَى. O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can see what pain I am going through. In other words, he thought it was his last now, he will be dying now, and you can see what difficulty I am going through. وَأَنَا ذُو مَالٍ, and I mean extremely wealthy person. He had a lot of money, he was very wealthy as well. وَلَا يَرِثُنِي إِلَّا إِبْنَةُ لِّي, and I have got no other inheritors besides my daughter. My one daughter will only be inheriting, and I've got a lot of money, so should I leave all the money for her, or what? أَفَأَتَصَدَّقُ بِثُلَّثَيِ الْمَالِ, Should I now give sadaqah with 2/3 of my wealth? Must I give away 2/3? Because 1/3 will be more than enough also for my daughter, and I wish to give away 2/3. Qala la. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, don't do that. Qultu fashatru. Then I asked, should I give away half my wealth instead of 2/3? Ya Rasulullah, faqala la. Half also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, don't even give away 2/3, the half. Qultu fasuluth, then I asked, should I give 1/3, 30%, 33% away? Ya Rasulullah, qala as-suluth wa suluth kathir. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's all right, you can give a third, but that is also a lot you are still giving away. O Kabir, I said that is a very big amount. It is plenty or it is a big amount. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكَ إِنْتَذَرَ وَرَثَتَكَ أَغْنِيَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَنْتَذَرُهُمْ عَالَةً. That if you leave your inheritors as rich, that is more better than you leave them as poor. Don't leave them as poor people, leave them as rich people. And if you leave them as poor, يَتَكَفَّفُونَ النَّاسِ. They will go around begging from people. It was a rich man's son, daughter, etc. And now when the father passed away, you gave away everything. You leave your children as poor. That is not advisable. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the part that is relevant to this chapter, and that is intention. وَإِنَّكَ لَن تُنْفِقْ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِيرْتَ عَلَيْهَا. That what you don't spend anything, whatever you spend, and your niyat is the pleasure of Allah, you will get the reward for that. So much the ulama have written, like if we are buying our groceries for the house, and we make the niyat for Allah's pleasure, there is sawab in that also. We buy clothing or buy furniture for the house, whatever is necessary, there mustn't be extravagance and it mustn't be wastage. But what is within the limit, and we make the niyat of the pleasure of Allah. So much so that our eating also, if we eat also for the pleasure of Allah, that we'll get strength from that, we'll make the ibadat of Allah. There is also a very great ibadat, which all shows that what a great ibadat intention is. But unfortunately, normally we do all these things without intention. Even if we come to the masjid, we can make so many intentions and we'll get reward for all of them. But we normally don't make any intention. Even when we read Quran Sharif, how many intentions we make, we will get so many rewards. But there also, we will sit, we'll read 1, 2, 3 suqaras. How much we could have got if only we had made the intention. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلُ فِي إِمْرَأَتِكَ. So much so that if you take a morsel of food and you put it in your wife's mouth, that is to make her happy. You put something also, put a little bit in her mouth, she feels happy, but you did it to please Allah. That your wife must become happy with you, for that also there is reward. But that also, unfortunately, some who do it only in the beginning of the marriage. But afterwards, later, then nobody thinks of it at all. And later in marriage, if a person does it, now he doesn't do it because of his love for his wife, but for the pleasure of Allah. And that reward will be even greater. So everything, as far as niyat is concerned, we get a great amount of reward if we can make the niyat for all our actions. And this whole chapter was quite a few ahadith with regard to niyat, so that it dawns upon us that we make niyat. Well, may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.